Hey, welcome to the Happy Ramp Podcast. I am Ted Kluck, joined, as always, by my good friends and partners in radio, Barnabas Piper and Ronald J. Martin. Boys, we have come to the portion of the evening that I love the most. It's our Q&A episode. It's our swag bestowing episode. It's our signing some players for basketball episode, Pipe.
I've done some recruiting.
I interviewed one of them.
I've recruited a little bit in the lobby. Pipe, I'm excited. I'm excited. We got a lot of talent in this
Spurgeon
room.
Spurgeon College has no chance.
Yeah, I'm stoked to sign some players tonight. So we're going to get that done, and we're going to get lots of other things done. But first, Piper, commerce, business, synergy, go.
We would like to thank our sponsor, B&H Publishers, who provided free books for the people in attendance, and they provide books for sale to all of you who are not in attendance. So they helped us foot the bill for this thing. They published my last book, The Curious Christian. They gave away copies of Russell Moore's The Storm-Tossed Family, and they have provided some books that I have up here. So if you are bold enough to ask a question of us during the Q&A, you can come up and pick a book off of this table. There's also a Spurgeon bobblehead, which I am holding in reserve to give to the question that I like most. So that is that. It's not an objective standard. It's the one that I like the most. All of these come through B&H Publishers. So thanks to them for sponsoring the event. And let's go to the audience grilling us now. I think that's
let's
what
kick it off.
Next.
So we have two live microphones in the room. One in the back, one in the front. Don't be shy. Bring your swag. We'll make much of you and your swag. We have stuff to give you as you give us things. Bring your questions, and we'll just go as long as we need to. We'll go as long as we have questions, and we'll wrap it up before 10 o'clock. So that we'll have time for merch and mingling at the end. So we have a brave one. We have questions right now.
Yeah.
Let's do both.
So
yeah.
You come to the mic and ask the question, and then
Grunk.
Present the swag.
Oh, here. Ooh, we have a book? That's exciting. Why don't you give us your name and your question and then the swag, or the swag and then the question? Either way.
I'm going to do the question first.
All right.
All right, lay it on us.
So I'm Emily Armstrong. My husband is Aaron Armstrong. He wanted to be here.
The Aaron Armstrong.
The Aaron Armstrong.
I co-host my other podcast
with the Aaron Armstrong.
Man,
that's
myth, legend.
Right.
Do you have another podcast?
I do.
I'm kind
so
of
do
jealous.
You. Yeah, but, I know.
Yeah, I know. I have one too.
Ron's
and
the only
on
one who doesn't have two.
That subject.
Uh-huh.
How about you talk about that podcast for a second?
All right. The other, it's called The Table of Malcontents, if you like reading. And this general brand of humor and talking about books, that's what we do. So I co-host it with Aaron Armstrong, who is Emily's husband, and Dave Schrader, who works for B&H and provided all the free books. He had to leave because he's a hardworking man, and we drop episodes weekly. It's a lot of fun, and so Table of Malcontents, check it out. It's kind of like this podcast, not quite as funny, but it's smarter than this podcast.
Okay,
wow.
So we've got funnier but smarter. If the Happy Rant and the Table of Malcontents were both big, tough guys with beefy arms, who would win?
Oh, we would. This podcast.
Though we aren't big tough guys with beefy arms.
Exactly.
I'm not sure I'm following.
the Happy Rant would win because I think Ronnie and Dave Schrader are fairly evenly matched.
I like that matchup.
I am evenly matched with me on the other podcast. And I think, no offense to Aaron, but I feel like Ted could probably take Aaron.
Is this little...
you know what, different strengths.
Going to be recorded?
Different
yes.
strengths.
Yep.
All I can say is Aaron's going to be cheesed at you.
He'll be fine.
Oh, cheesed. We don't want him cheesed.
That's Canadian for mad.
Oh, no. It's adorable, man. You can't be mad at that.
Yes.
I wouldn't fight Aaron. I just wouldn't fight him.
Let's see this book now. I'm interested.
Okay. You got to close your eyes, though. You know what it is.
Yeah, but
he doesn't know what it is.
Yeah.
Dude, we're closing our eyes. We're really doing this. Oh, can I open my eyes?
Yes, you can open your eyes now.
Oh, this is Brian McLaren's magnum opus, A New Kind of Christianity. 10 questions that are transforming the faith.
I saw it at the thrift store.
Yeah, this is huge.
Which is wonderful because
it means
someone,
that somebody got rid of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone rejected it. We're giving it to you.
I am going to sign it. You know I'm going to sign it.
That's what that's what I'm here for.
Dude, I'm going to read a blurb and then I'm going to sign it. This blurb is from Phyllis Tickle. She said this.
I don't know how anybody says that name with a straight face.
In every way, a dispatch from the front. It is also a love letter of sorts, a love letter from an affectionate but seasoned pastor to those who would dare to believe, worship, and serve not only now but also beyond now into the roiling, churning decades ahead. Charles Barkley, former Philadelphia 76er, said that. No, that was Phyllis Dickle. Emily, I'm going to sign this. While I'm signing, I want you to pick out some swag, okay?
Yeah, so you can come. There are Happy Rant Nerf footballs. You have children. Take one for all of your kids. We would love to bestow them. And any one of these books, which you can't see. I'm going to put these where you can see them.
All right, there we go. Let's clap it up for our girl, Emily. Getting us started. And Emily, I'm going to give you this back, okay? This is for your library. A classic. A modern classic.
Hold on. All right, big fella, what do you got? I'm going to sign this, too, before we give it back.
Yeah. Hi, my name's...
Of course he is. Of course he is. Yeah.
He's not too cool.
Too cool. Don't be too much of a four. There you go, baby.
All right, next question.
All right, so my name's Chris Hutton, and my question was inspired by your stories about dance and proms.
Uh-huh.
Particularly, looking at the Reformed tribe, what dance moves would you use to describe it?
Dance moves. Did you see what Ronnie did earlier?
A little bit, yeah.
That goes for all of them, I think. there it is.
I mean, honestly, if you're describing the Reform camp, I mean, you've got, like, the shopping cart and the sprinkler and the lawnmower and basically every stereotypical dad move you can think of. I wrong? Did I miss anything?
The disco, the white man's overbite?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. A lot of... Have you seen Hitch? The movie Hitch?
Not in a long
time. You know,
like,
this is where you live? That scene, that's the Reform dance
scene.
Dude,
you should just know there's no dancing allowed.
True. I was wondering, like, what moves would be approved?
Baby, let me follow it up to you, though, and ask you this. Like,
none that require touching somebody else.
Who do you think is the best dancer in our tribe? So thinking of all the famous pastors in our tribe, all the guys we talk about on the show, who do you think has, like, real game as a dancer?
Ooh, I really want to say Francis Chan.
Yeah, Frank.
Have you seen the episode of Seinfeld when Elaine Bennis dances?
That is.
You think that's how Frankie looks?
My time.
I feel like that's. I don't know. He strikes me as somebody who is more enthusiastic than skilled. Let's put him that way.
That makes sense.
Dude, right, not Frankie, right. Man. I'm gonna go with like. I'm gonna do a little Leonce Crump Jr.
Okay.
Boom.
Well, there it is, Big R. That's.
No.
No.
Okay.
You just reversed.
Oh, I got some people in mind, but I'm afraid to say no.
Think of the plan. Think of the main stage. There's a lot on the line right now.
I feel like one of these guys is like a secretly really good swing dancer or something like that. Like his wife dragged him to swing lessons.
Did you know who it is?
Kevin DeYoung.
No.
No.
I can say with every degree of certainty it's not KDY. I think it's J.D. Greer. I think it's Reformed's favorite point guard. It's J.D. Greer.
And with him, it wasn't swing, it was salsa, for sure.
You know what it is, though? He's putting on some records alone in his bedroom in high school, and he's like trying some things out.
He's like air dancing.
Yeah, he's trying some things out in the mirror before he goes to the dance.
Guys, I'm going to say something controversial now, but it's indisputable.
Lay it
on
me, baby.
The best dancer that our tribe has ever had, and I say that past tense, is one Tullian Chavijan. Man.
Really?
Too soon.
Wow. Too soon. I don't know the backstory.
It's been like 3 years.
That's how out of the loop I am.
Feel free to come up here and grab.
I don't even know what they're talking about. Let's clap
books.
It up for our guy here.
Thank you.
It's been like 25 years.
Look, we are all about grace, but we don't forget or forgive. That's
Julian's
how it works,
like,
okay?
Julian's like back headlining TGC. It's too soon.
Too soon. It's never going to be the right time. That's
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. I'm so lost. Let's go back row here.
Well, I'll start with the basketball thing. I'm the tall guy. I'm 6'3", who refuses to rebound, and I think I can shoot, but I can't.
Dude,
so,
I love it. You're going to be pulling from like just over half court.
Absolutely.
Are you a confident shooter, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
not.
Yeah. Good.
Yep,
that's what we're looking for.
Baby, are you a good shooter? How's your 3-point shooting?
I'm probably 1 for 10.
Okay, we can work with that.
10%, which...
10%
is take it or leave
good.
It.
Good math.
But you got a lot of confidence. Let me ask you this by way of a follow-up. What kind of accessories are we looking at? Shooting sleeve? Tights?
You know, sometimes if I'm really feeling it, I'll get a little buzz on the side, you know, like the lines.
Yes.
Yeah, but
I like it. I like it.
So I want to play a game.
Quick, well, one more quick question. Yeah, short shorts or baggy shorts?
Baggy. Well, short shorts are in right now, so I try to be cool. And it seems
good.
Imposing.
You keep up with the trends. That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Want to play a game called Ferdy or Tony Robbins?
Ooh, I like this.
After the game, pipe.
So I'm going to read you a quote. Read you a quote, and then guess Ferdy or Tony Robbins.
All right, Ferdy or Tony Robbins, lay the quote on us.
All right, well, we'll start with this one. It is in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped.
Ooh.
Look, everybody,
I'm going to go with Tony on that
Tommy one. Boy. That's for my kids.
I'm going Ferdic on that one.
We got a Ferdy, a Tony. What are we going, Ted?
I'm going Ferdy.
Ferdy, it's Tony.
Oh.
All right.
Let's clap it up for Big R.
Good job, Ron. 1 point for you.
All right, we'll do one more.
One more.
The past does not equal the future.
Oh. Gosh, that's deep.
The past does not equal
that's
the future.
So deep,
you know what? For you Enneagram 4s, you should really keep that in mind.
Baby, I feel like it's deep. Don't ruin this for me.
If I only would have had this.
They forgot the game. They're just wrapped up
it's
in this.
It's just incomprehensible
point.
If I only would have had this for my Esther sermon this morning.
Yeah. Delete that from
I'm
your
I'm sticking
sermon.
With Stephen Furtick on that one.
Okay, we got one Ferdy.
Yeah, I'm going Ferdy.
Double Ferdy.
I'm going to go with Tony.
T-Rod.
Ronnie's 2 for 2.
Oh, my goodness. Clap it up for Big R.
That's all I got for you, so.
Well, come on up here and get yourself some swag, and we're going to sign you to a basketball contract on a swag book.
Yeah,
so.
This is your basketball contract, so if you're ready to commit to the Happy Rant.
Does that say erotic? Oh, heroic.
It says heroic, which is what
heroic?
This gentleman is.
It is a book called Heroic and something, what is it?
When he's knocking down Tracy's from half court, he's going to be heroic for us. So I want you.
I'm like, it's that book
right
Madonna
there.
Wrote yeah. back you, in like 90.
You need to sign it. That's how contracts work.
Oh, okay. That's, I like this. Okay.
Dude, can we get your full name, your Christian name? Kenneth Gabbard, everybody. Let's clap it up for Ken.
And then, Kenneth, you get to keep your contract.
Kenneth, I don't think we want your Christian name. I think we
Kenneth
want
Kenneth Gabbard, shooting guard. Happy
I think we want your reformed name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. What was the formula? Street names.
Whatever you want it to be, man.
It was street names and dogs.
Just say something ridiculous right now.
So the.
No, a street name plus the closest theology book on your shelf. The last name,
which is going to be in your hand.
I think it'd be Asherton Grudem.
Dude,
ooh,
that's
strong.
Big.
That's better than Kenneth.
Yeah. Thanks.
A.G. Gabbard. I love it.
That's my grandpa's name.
All right,
name.
Who's up next?
All right. We got another basketball player here, Pipe. This
please
is one
refer
of my recruits.
To me as yep. Ecclestone Peterson from this point on, please.
What?
I don't
yeah,
know.
Also, what?
My reform name.
Yeah, lay it on us, man.
Okay, first, my name is Brad, and you're wrong about dogs.
Oh, Brad.
But my question has to do with your wrongness. If you had
I
to
like
choose,
bread.
What's up, buddy? If you had to choose between visiting a friend's house with a great big dumb beautiful dog, or doing a month's worth of Happy Rant sports, which would you choose?
Ooh, that's tough.
Come collect your swag.
You put our friend
it's
between a
each.
Rock and a hard place. That's difficult. Hey, actually, don't leave the mic because we got.
Oh,
basketball
that's right. We
to
got basketball to discuss. Yeah. Sorry. I just got excited.
Where's our pen?
I got it right here.
Okay. Baby, what say you?
Yeah, man, that's a real question, man. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. I could not tolerate a month's worth of Happy Rant sports, much less like a minute of it. So
to
I,
be fair, a month is like one episode these days.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We're a little
yeah.
bit behind.
By a month in one episode, he means like 20. But, yeah, man, I'd have to suck it up with that horrible, undomesticated beast that, for reasons beyond me, is allowed to exist on the planet. That's
you
want to
see
I
a picture of my dog?
What's that?
Do you want to see a picture of my dog?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
Baby, speaking of undomesticated beasts, I want to talk about rebounding and boxing out.
Yes.
Which is what our man brings to the table here, because we talked in the lobby. We cut right to the chase. We had a high-level talk about basketball and about screen setting and about boxing out. And
apparently he will quite literally flatten people with his screens.
Dude, I love it. So
which frees up our shooter with no conscience back here. So I like
if you're
this.
Ready
it's
to commit to
well.
Us as a basketball program, I would love to have you on board. We're gonna guide you. We're gonna nurture you. We're gonna take care of you as if you were our own son. Okay,
no, this is a dream come true.
That's what it's like to play
literally
for the Happy Rant.
The first time I've ever been picked first.
So I want you to come sign your book, sign your contract, and let's clap it up.
All you need to do is sign this book by Anthony Carter called Running From Mercy, and then you get to keep the book.
What are you guys even talking about, man?
Running From Mercy, Running to the Happy Rant basketball program. Let's clap it up for our boy. Piper, we're filling out the roster
here, right.
And I love that.
I just Ronnie is so nonplussed, and it's delightful.
I thought you guys were like football dudes. What is all this basketball?
We are, but we're going to take on Spurgeon College in intramural basketball.
Oh, Judas.
Because they just got a gym, and Owen Strahan
is their
coach.
Strand is there, and we
want
to
play.
Baby,
I'm so surprised
them.
With your sports thing. It's so non-four. It's so un-four.
Baby, talk about that.
It's so unspecial. It's so typical.
We got
typical.
Listeners waiting to ask questions.
It's so typical.
Baby, it's not typical the way I do it. You haven't seen me on the basketball court. You haven't seen what I bring to the table. You haven't seen my accessories. We got a question in the back.
Yes, in the back.
Yeah, so my name's Nick, and my question goes to Ronnie, and it involves you two as well. A few years ago, one Stephen Altrogi left the show and just left these two guys on their own, which brought you Ronnie, which is great.
God rest
but
his
with,
career.
With him moving to Ashland, being your neighbor, there is no chance of him coming back, right?
Wow. Speak to that, Ronald.
Because, I mean, you already have 5 podcasts with him or lined up, but is he going to be popping in, you know, knocking on the door when you're recording?
Guys, dude, he's going to come over to, like, borrow an egg during the show.
So this is what happened the other day, boys. I didn't tell you about this yet because it's recent.
Later.
You don't like this. All right. It has everything to do with your question.
Okay.
So Trogues called me the other day. And he goes, hey, Big R, can I...
That's stalker step number
one.
Nobody calls.
That's
almost unforgivable. I don't answer the phone. If the phone rings, something's wrong. So I said, Trogues, you better text me. You better hang up this call and text me before you call so that I know everything's okay, and I still won't answer your call. Right? But this is what Trogues asked, boys. You ready for this? He said, I heard a rumor that you guys talk about me occasionally on the show.
Subtext, I listen to every second of every episode.
So thinking exactly what you just said, baby, I said, Trokes, I don't ever remember mentioning your name one time since you've been on the show.
Uh-huh.
And then there was like this long pause, and he went, oh, okay, yeah, well, I just wanted to ask. I was just wondering.
Oh, so was that the nature of the call, or did he have other things to talk about?
That was it.
That was the reason.
That was it. Yeah. So what was your question again?
He's not going to be showing back up.
Guys, you know what? Yeah, here's the thing. There's a lot of big changes coming up on the Rant with Trogues moving to Ashtown, and I don't think we can disclose any of that information right now, but it's big. It's large. We don't know if your hearts are able to receive it tonight, and we want to take away from the general joy and gaiety of the evening.
It's high-level radio business, baby. We don't want to bore them with it. Yeah, a lot of negotiations. Let's clap it up, though. Come get some swag. We have footballs here, too. Happy Rant Nerf footballs.
Yeah,
you should take some.
Little Nerf footballs. There's books.
Yeah.
All right, so my name is Chase Strother.
Chase, welcome.
Ronnie, I'm sorry, but this is a Happy Rant sports question for you two.
All right,
we'll keep it brief.
I've got some nice hot garbage for you all to sign.
Yes. Ronnie, stay around. You got to sign the hot garbage.
Yeah,
you can go look for
no
cabins.
No protest.
Hey, there's some cabins south of here, so
dude, yeah,
if that's interesting.
Dude, grab the phone, look at some cabins. It'll all be over in a minute.
So, Mike.
Exactly.
All right.
My question to you two is, if you were the quarterback of any NFL team, past or present, what would it be, and what offense would you run?
Pipe, I'm going to let you go first, because I have mine. And I have yours, too.
The 1998 Minnesota Vikings.
Yep, that was mine for you.
And the offense would be the one that they ran that scored all the points. And then I would convince the coach to not kneel down going into halftime of the NFC Championship game so that we could drive down the field and score and not put it on our kicker so that we could actually go to the Super Bowl. That's my answer.
I love it. Dude, mine is Jim McMahon, 1985 Chicago Bears. I would do everything. Yeah, let's clap it up for McMahon, the punky QB. He's a listener, by the way, probably. I don't know for sure. But
seems likely.
Yeah, it seems like his kind of thing. But no, I loved McMahon. The headband, the spiky hair, the moxie. Yeah, the way he would run the ball, he would throw. It was Walter Payton's offense, but he was the facilitator. So yeah, 85 Bears, Jim McMahon. That might be a little old school for you. I don't know, but
no, I dig it. That's awesome.
So you have some hot garbage in your hands.
I have some hot garbage.
Would you tell us about it?
Yeah, this is an audio medium.
So this is a book by Danny Shelton, which I don't know if you know who Danny Shelton is.
Dude, the Danny Shelton that plays in the NFL, defensive tackle for
the big fat
Browns.
Defensive tackle?
Yeah. You know, pretty much the same thing. He is the founder and president of the Three Angels Broadcasting Network.
Oh.
Featured on Dish Network.
He's about as useful as the Danny
Dish.
Shelton on the Browns.
In that case, yeah.
And his book is called Spiritual Vigilantes.
Okay.
And the truth.
Oh, Ron, he's talking about you. Get up here.
The truth behind the attempted destruction of God's law.
Wow.
So it's deep.
That sounds like a page.
That sounds like something that needs our signature.
And the first question is: are you tired of political correctness?
Yeah. Whoa.
Deep spiritual.
Well, dude, bring that
garbage.
Thing up. Yeah. Let's give it a sign. All right, let's clap it up, man. Spiritual vigilantes. Piper, you go first.
Ronnie wants your signature, too. Stop protesting.
Dude, that's the worst book cover I've ever seen.
It's not bad, actually. It's better than, like, four of my books that came out on real labels. It's a good author shot, too.
Oh, and he's got that great, like, 1990s mustache, too. So it looks very trustworthy.
All right, there we go. Who's next?
Oh. Hi. I'm Jeff. My fiance and I are here. We're hailing from Bloomington, Indiana. So
dude, Bloomington. Good town.
I have actually some Hoosiers gear for you guys that were collectively less than $5 at Goodwill.
Baby, bring it up here, man. Let's have a look at it.
So we have a really tacky baseball Hoosiers t-shirt that says... beat Purdue.
Yes. Yeah. Ronnie's into Hoosiers. Hoosiers the movie.
Specifically for Ronald J. Martin, we have from IU a travel mug that says "Live your best you."
Yes.
And that is
considering your Tony Robbins knowledge, that suits you, Ronnie.
Does it come with the kombucha in it for Big R, or does he have to make that himself?
You know, I was thinking.
Still let some fruit ferment in the back of the toilet in his cell.
I was thinking, with all of his organic and keto approved tea, this would
baby,
be perfect.
Baby, live your best you. That's that magnum opus. I didn't want to tell you the
title
of it.
That's
there
it.
There you go. No more regrets. Look at you.
So, actually, also for Ron Martin, my question, as a fellow perpetual jacket wearer, when you are perpetually wearing at least two layers everywhere, is it just because you're just always cold? Because I am. So I'm wondering if there's like...
No, man, I just... somebody asked me that this morning at church. That's so baffling.
Being real with you? To
be fair, that's actually not baffling at all, because that's what jackets are often for.
No, baby, I wear them for purely aesthetic purposes. I like being fully covered. Mm-hmm. I don't like any skin.
Have you tried a burka?
I like my face and my hands showing.
Very Puritan of you. I like it.
Say that again?
Very Puritan of you.
It's very Puritan. And obviously, since I'm Reformed, it's very Puritan.
Jeff, here's what we're going to do. We're going to clap it up for you, and then I want you to come forward. I want you to lay your swag right here, and then I want you to grab whatever you want from up here, okay?
Yeah, lay it
That's
at
how the
altar.
Next couple minutes are going to work. Let's clap it up for Jeff from Bloomington with the jackets. Staying warm tonight.
Ted wants the shirt. It's a schmedium. It'll look great on you.
Dude, yeah, baby gap. I love it. Slim fit.
There you go. Next question.
Excellent.
Okay. So my name is Amanda. Daniel is here as well. We have swag and things for you and a couple questions.
Ooh, you guys
Please
are the
be
best.
But if I can be allowed to be Ronnie and produce for a second, I would like to first ask to be a part of the basketball team. Now, I understand I don't look like the most obvious suspect.
To be fair, nobody else has looked like an obvious suspect either. Neither
no, lay it on us. Lay it on us. Let's hear the resume.
I mean, I am all of 5'3", but I would like to
explain. Mugsy Bogues.
Yes.
That's 5'6" in the program.
Yes, exactly. I'm like more like a 5'7" if we're going Hoosier height. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I bring speed and knowledge of the game.
Two things we are sorely lacking in right
Absolutely.
Now.
My brother. Yeah. My brother was the number one three-point shooter here in Indiana.
Whoa.
2013. So I've done a lot of rebounding.
That's huge.
Good. Can he play for us too?
What?
Can you sign him too?
Yes.
Okay.
I can bring him. He's
yeah. Good.
I can set a mean.
He can back up our other great
shooter. I understand double dribbling.
Dude, right. I love it. That's
huge. There
we huge.
Go. Yes, you're
That's
signed.
Cool.
Let's clap it up. Let's get you up here to sign a contract. Piper, can you produce the paperwork? Run it by our GM.
It's everything I've ever
We will dreamed. Sign you to a Tom Schreiner book.
Oh,
called
Tommy.
Spiritual Gifts.
The great Tom Schreiner.
It should be called
Great Shooting Guard in his own right.
Did you have a question in there
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, so I have
okay.
a question and
cool.
I have some swag. So my okay. question is related to the swag.
Okay.
It's edible swag.
Yes.
Don't worry, Ronnie. I brought you something that's vegan and gluten-free. So this has all been baked at my coffee house. So, and there's also coffee in there. Your coffee is unground because you're hipster enough. You need to grind it on your own because you probably need to do a pour over or something.
Hipster sensibilities. I love it.
I get it. I get it. So seeing as these are baked goods, I was kind of wondering in the Reformed tribe if you had to assign...
Okay, I was like, where's mine?
Thank you, by the way.
Hook a brother up. Let's go.
Here you go, baby.
If you were to assign pastries to people in the Reformed tribe, what would you choose?
Pastries?
Wow, pastries.
The Reformed tribe speaking of.
Yeah, the Reformed tribe isn't really pastry-oriented unless you're talking about Big R, obviously.
Obviously.
That's a great question.
Maybe let's assign some pastries. Go.
Yeah, all right, all right. So when we're thinking about, say... I don't know, one Donald Carson. Who, what kind of pastry? That's not very pastry, is
no
it?
Pastry.
He's a scone.
He's a scone. It's hard. It's brittle.
Just like not good. Kind of, it's
anyway.
An overcooked good pastry.
Exactly.
Very dry.
Yeah, it hurts.
Not a lot of overt flavor.
Must be consumed with other things that taste good.
Correct. Got to be drinking a lot of liquid while you're trying to get
some
that
moisture.
Thing down.
Yeah, exactly. That actually goes for a lot of the guys. Let's see. I don't know. What would Tim Keller be?
Timmy K. Something high end.
Yeah, Timmy K is going to be like a macaron, but like one of those ones that has all the different kinds of flavors.
There's
all
There's
going
to be a little backstory. Like I first had these in Paris.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Know.
Like a French philosopher. Like first, like tried this macaron. Yeah, exactly. You guys know where I'm going with that. Yeah.
All right. Any others that you really wanted us to name, like particular names?
Yeah, why don't you give us some names? That's a good idea, Pipe.
So, I mean, I think Ferdy would be interesting to discuss.
Ferdy.
Ferdy's pastry.
Whoopie pie comes to mind.
See, I had in mind like one of those Hostess fruit pies that come in the wax paper, you know? It's literally made out of nothing real. It's full of just like sickening sweetness, and you feel like crap after you
eat
it.
I mean, I think you're giving him a little... I think you're giving him a little too much credit.
Dude, I love those.
I think I'm thinking Hostess Twinkie when I think about, you know.
I'm thinking a protein bar with, like, trace amounts of Anadrol 50 in it. He couldn't pass a drug test after his pastry.
He is actually muscle milk. That's true.
Yeah.
All right, come up and sign your contract.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's just south, yeah.
You have a coffee shop here? That's where all this stuff came from?
That's yours. There you go.
I'm going to promote it. It's called Coffee House 5.
I did send you an email, but I understand that with your level of stardom, you guys are probably inundated with emails and cannot respond. But
Absolutely.
We're just south in Greenwood. It's Coffee House 5.
Dude, this is huge. Coffee House
5. Baby, this
is
mom and pop swag.
It's the best coffee house.
It's family owned and run. We are a nonprofit, so basically we exist to be able to provide counseling for free.
Sister, throw out that website for us right now.
Let's clap it up for Coffee House 5.
It's on your bag.
No, hold on, hold on. Let's let her have a little free promo, man. Throw out the website.
Ad time. It's coffeehouse5.com. Easy. All spelled out, FIVE.
Boom.
Coffeehouse5.com. Check it out.
This has been a great meeting. Every time we speak, I'm reinvigorated for my love again.
These cookies are good. You should go there and buy these.
So, like,
because I can't swear on the podcast.
Hang back behind her because she's of the two of us, she's the better one. I'm Enneagram 2, sometimes known as Daniel.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. one of the rare male Enneagram 2s.
What is your question 2?
How can I help you?
Yeah pretty much. Convince me to join the Reformed tribe.
Ooh.
Well, I already, not the theology stuff, because I used to listen to the Reformed podcast.
Okay.
Well, that's
where you went wrong.
God rest its soul.
Of course you need convincing now.
Line him
up,
shoot him down.
Now, as a faithful follower of John Wesley, how can you...
Let me just put it to you really simply. If you want to wake up in the morning knowing you're still going to heaven, just convert. Just convert. You know? I mean, Wesley's great. We sing a few of his songs on occasion because we feel bad, you know?
Yeah.
And we want to be inclusive because that's where the Reformed tribe is at right now, right?
Yeah.
Ron Martin, everyone. Man of the cloth. Let's clap it up for Ronald and Daniel, our Enneagram 2.
Hey, we've got swag up here if you want it for your questions, so feel free to come up and get it.
What's up, big fella?
So I'm an Enneagram 4.
Oh,
I have no
man.
Basketball skills at all.
Oh, baby, we're all the...
Look at me when you're talking.
Look at me when you're talking.
Well, I do have a Happy Rant sports question for you, Ron.
Oh.
So when are they going to let you get on and talk about Supercross?
You know what? It's kind of a minor irritation and an insult that I have not been asked to come on the program to talk about that. So I'm a little hurt. I'm working through some things right now you're asking me that. So this is a tender subject for me. But I appreciate you asking me that and giving me the opportunity to let them know without looking at them what's hurting in my life
right
now.
We need to let the healing
Ted,
begin.
Ted, while they're discussing this, do you think that motocross is a sport?
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Piper, I'm going to actually do.
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't
hurt me at all. Yeah. It's, you know.
Wow.
We have a John Wesley devotee in the crowd. We're clearly open to alternative perspectives, even some that are wrong.
He's talking about man and machine, wondering if it's a sport.
Man and machine, baby.
Thinking that balls are machines
elegant.
And they're not.
It's an elegant competition. Speak for Piper, my partner on Happy Rant Sports Radio, but we would love to have you on the program. Okay? So can we hug it up? I'll have you guys know about one Ronald J. Martin. Ron is a sports movie aficionado.
Far more than I am.
Yeah, so we like to goof on him about his lack of sports acumen, but he actually is very conversant in sports movies. We've watched a lot of sports movies together over the years.
What's the last sports movie we watched together?
Baby, I think it was Any Given Sunday.
It was in Fort Wayne, wasn't it? No, it was after Fort Wayne, wasn't it?
It was at your crib when I was in grad school.
It was Any Given Sunday.
We watched Any Given Sunday, which is so bad but so good.
Willie Beeman.
Willie Beeman.
Yeah, let's get to the important stuff.
I do have some Ron Say. And Kent Tekulve.
Yes!
Dude, are you kidding me?
No.
He's got a Ron Say cup. Hold that up, baby.
Slush puppy cup.
That's
huge. You might
have
gotten one of these back when you were a kid. I don't know.
Dude, the penguin.
Guys, I'm actually a fan of 1970s, early 1980s Dodger memorabilia.
Ron's a fan of the Dodgers, so he's...
I got a John McClane for Ted.
Oh, hold that up, I thought you said
John MacArthur.
Yeah.
On the other podcast.
Either way.
He does talk about Die Hard a lot.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Wow. Take off another. Oh, I can take off 10 years.
Taking off a few years, baby. You're 19 now. You got your whole life ahead of you.
All right. Yes.
Wow,
look at that. I think Ronnie gets the Ron Say because that is your jam right now.
I like to think that I was named after Ron Say.
I like to think you were too, Ronnie Say.
This Kent Tekulve card is everything you hoped for and more, John.
Is that Kent Tekulve?
Dude, he's doing the sidearm. He's got the great, like, three-stripe pirate hat on.
Dude, I would watch Kent for hours when they played against the Dodgers with my pops, man.
Check him out.
See, I got some sports blood in me. Yeah. What are we talking about? Look at that.
Here, pass,
it looks like his arm is broken. It's so far behind his torso.
This is an L.A. hot corner Ron Say cup with a little cartoon penguin in the sea. Dude, let's go baseball uniforms and stirrups for the next Happy Rant Live.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Baby, I would love
that's
that.
That's happening. Let's clap it up. That was a great, legendary swag moment. Love this.
What do you got?
My name is 800 North Pilgrim Theology. So.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice name.
Things are not looking up for you, my friend.
So I have my 18-year-old son with me, and he points to the gentleman in front of me, and he says, before he announced it, he says, there's the Arminian in the room. So.
Whoa.
He's got Arminian radar.
Oh, wait a minute. Dude, hold on. We thought you were joking about the Arminian thing. Uh-oh. Guys, hold on. We're gonna have to chat with him in a minute, but go on. Finish
your
question.
Baby, can we drink Arminian coffee?
Like, literally, the room is all changing now because there's a Wesleyan in the
coffee
room.
Coffee is common grace. It goes to everybody.
I love it.
So I took one of my other children to a college visit Friday, and we went to Calvin College, and they were selling Calvin bobbleheads. Mm. What bobblehead would Union have?
Ooh, what bobblehead would Union have? So Union University is where I teach. I don't know that we have an iconic bobblehead in the Southern Baptist Convention. Maybe Al Mohler? Would we do an Al Mohler bobblehead at Union?
Is there any famous pastor Union that graduated from Union?
Ooh, I don't think there is. But I kind of like the idea of a Mohler bobblehead, like half-lidded eyes.
I feel like Union would go with one of the, like, what are the, I should really know this, but the offerings they do different times of years for missions. Annie Armstrong's one, and then I think...
Lottie Moon.
I think it would be like a Lottie Moon one. Mm. Because it's like everybody in the Southern Baptist Convention is cool with that. It doesn't really ruffle any feathers.
Dude,
it's about
right.
Missions.
Straight down the fairway.
Yep, it's not, you know, it's utterly safe, and she's been dead long enough to know that she didn't, like, screw up her life, so...
Dude, there you go. Lottie Moon bobblehead.
Satisfactory to you?
That'll work.
Does that work?
I can play basketball, but you can't rely on me for a clutch shot, so...
Okay, I got you.
Nice.
So we're going to get some quality minutes in, like, the middle of the game.
Yeah, it's great. Describe your game a little bit besides missing clutch shots.
Missing clutch shots, not going to a Final Four in 40 years. That's kind of the style of my basketball.
No bitterness, though.
Perfect. We have no shot at a Final Four anyway. We only want to beat Spurgeon College. We'll sign you up.
Piper, listen, sign this young man to a contract. Let's clap it up. We're getting talented. We're getting deep tonight. We have roster depth. Come on up here.
Hey, I'm Steven from Bloomington
as well.
So if I told you that there was an author named Conover Swafford,
I'd be
what
stoked.
Kind of book
we would, think
would he have written?
You, sir, are a liar.
wait, Conover Swafford?
Yeah.
Okay, we're looking at, I'm going to go, but then you go. We're looking at, like, knockoff poor man's C.S. Lewis created fantastical worlds and made up language, but just not as good. Am I in the wheelhouse?
This book is titled Can You Outsmart a Sunday Schooler?
Okay, so not at all.
And
close.
the author's name was what?
Conover Swafford.
Well, I'm sure he grew up thinking he could outsmart a Sunday school with a name like that.
Baby, that probably sold more copies than our two co-authored books combined.
What? Can you give us a sampling of the content of this book? I'm intrigued.
Sure.
Of course.
Herod was an Idumean, a descendant of the Edomites, whose forefather was A. Ishmael, B. Cain, C. Lot, or D. Esau.
Dude, that sounds super Wesleyan.
Hey, I have a follow-up question. What publisher put that out?
B&H.
Choice Books.
Choice.
Oh, baby.
Baby,
remember
I haven't worked
deals,
with Choice yet.
All the deals we almost had with Choice.
Get him on the phone. Let's put him on speaker. Let's do this deal now. All right? Choice on the phone. I love it. Let's clap it up. Thank you for that.
Come on up and get stuff.
Grab some swag.
Guys, I have a PSA for everybody here as we finish the program tonight. I want everybody.
We're not done yet.
We're not done yet.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, wait a minute. Who's
hold on,
boys.
But when we are done, I want you all to go to our Arminian brother and remind him that when he wakes up in the morning, he's still saved. He's still known by Jesus. No matter what kind of night he has tonight, he is still loved by God and saved by God's grace. Will you guys do that for our brother? Can you? Remind him of that.
Ronnie,
assure him of that.
Can we do an altar call at the end so that he can come up and recommit his life to Christ so that he can be sure he's getting
saved?
Dude,
let me do it. I'll screw
Absolutely.
It up.
Absolutely. We'll do a reformed altar call.
Yeah.
A reformed altar call means you're not really allowed to get up, and you're not really allowed to even pray the prayer.
Yeah.
You just have to remind yourself of what's already true.
Exactly. And you could do that from your seat. All right, who's next?
If the basketball team gets so far ahead in points that at the end you want to put someone in the game, that it doesn't matter. It's basically preseason. Like, no what? Matter who we put in, we're still going to win.
The Can human victory cigar. Darko Milicic back here. Yeah. I love it.
I mean, I think we're going to beat Spurgeon's College by enough points that we will need a 15th
Perfect.
Man.
It's going to be ugly. Team. Sign me up.
All right.
Yes.
We have a 15th man. Well, I mean, we're missing like 12 other guys.
That's okay.
Guys,
we need depth. We need roster depth. Come on up, man. Sign your
Or did
contract.
You have another question?
I've got one more question.
All right.
We met everybody else's parents tonight. Where are yours? Where are Mr. and Mrs. Martin?
Oh, the Martins.
It's going to get a little Enneagram 4 sad now.
Baby, you know? Let's do it.
So, brother, I appreciate the tone of your question. It was soft. It was concerning. John Francis Martin, father, biological father of one Ronald J. Martin, passed away 11 years ago.
Oh, no.
Pops can't be
what
here.
What have I done?
One, my mother, Lorraine, Amelia Martin, yeah, I don't know, still in existence back in Southern California, couldn't fly out to make it to the show with us. I mean, Noel Piper begged her to come and just couldn't convince her to hop on that plane and come out. So that's where it's at right now.
She's
there.
At a different conference out there. It's okay. It's complicated. Come on up, baby. Let's get you signed to a contract. Let's do basketball business tonight. We have another question and some more swag.
Hey, guys. I'm Andrew. I have gifts.
Yeah.
And I have... a question, but I also have a proposition to get Ronnie in on the sports podcast. So
I love it, man. We're solving problems tonight.
So
go.
First, the gift. It's kind of it's a birthday gift, I guess, because it's Barnabas' birthday. I didn't know that.
All right.
But you said earlier you're not nostalgic, so you might not like this gift. Wow. But it's a Kent Herbeck signed baseball.
Oh, I just Dude. Felt some nostalgia.
So,
felt a little bit.
I'm a little young to really appreciate it, so I felt like I should give it to you. I have a Torrey
Any
Hunter
Braves
one.
Fans in the room? Atlanta Braves fans. None of them? All right. Well, she hates Kent Herbeck because he ruined the 1991 World Series for them by throwing Ron Gant off first base, which is one of my favorite sports moments ever. So
oh, that's good, Pipe.
Just wanted to rub that in on
See,
our
See, you are nostalgic. Out.
I have
that was a human moment for you.
Yeah, maybe it's just sports.
Yeah. I love it. Cool. What else you got, baby?
So I have a book, and this is the idea. It's for all of you, but it's an idea for Ronnie to be a part of the sports podcast. It's called 1001 Stupid Sports Quotes. And so athletes can be idiots. And so I think Ronnie could...
I mean, you're saying that like it's some questionable thing.
No, it's not. But I think it would take... 5 seconds out of your week to just read one of these.
Mm.
So it doesn't have to be a full, you know, you're on the episode the whole time.
Baby, are you saying I should read that, get a couple of those quotes in my head so that I have something to contribute?
Something yeah, to talk
yeah.
about.
To the podcast?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's almost...
I like that, brother. You know what that is.
I could decide to be insulted by that right now if I wanted to.
That's iron sharpening iron, baby, not, and I want to clap it up for to. That. That's
good.
That's
good.
I'm going to receive that. Okay. I'm going to receive that.
I feel like we're doing community here.
Yeah.
You know? Ron?
Right. Like he feels like we're arguing. You feel like we're finally talking.
I feel like
talking.
We're finally talking. You know what? I want you to come up and get some swag. I want you to leave your swag.
Okay.
And take some of our swag. Okay?
I did have one quick question for
you. You got
Ron.
One more. Yeah.
Because I want to incorporate him into the sports world. So you love sports movies. Who's your favorite coach in a sports movie?
Ooh. Oh, dude. I mean, that's not even a question, man. That's literally not even... A question.
Okay. Baby, we've been together so long, we're answering each other's questions now. I think it's one Norman Dale, head coach of Hickory High School. He's tough but tender. He's dealing with some stuff from his past. Comes out and being gruff and a little authoritarian with the kids, but he warms up and he softens as the story moves through. Baby, am I right? Is it? Huh? Who played? Listen to this guy, Gene Hackman. The great Gene Hackman. Let's clap it up for Norman Dale, Ron's coach, and my coach.
I mean, I get teary-eyed just thinking about that right now.
I know. Oh, I know it, baby.
Gene. It. Norman.
Dude, I thought for a minute you were going to go Al Pacino Any Given Sunday,
no,
die for that inch.
No, man.
But yeah, he's got more issues going on. All right, we got another question from the back row.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
So, this is my first day ever listening to the Happy Rant podcast.
Wow, welcome.
Our
convince me to become a regular listener.
Wow. This is huge. Oh, convince you to become. I thought you said we convinced you already.
I know.
Like it was past tense. Piper, you're the marketing guy. Convince her.
I mean, this.
Or Ron.
Yeah, go for it, Ron.
I mean,
this is our best sales job right here.
I mean,
we're normally better than this. Is that
I don't know how true that is.
Piper, why don't you like do a Happy Rant like ad, like a promo ad for us right now? Let's hear how that would sound.
Because I'm really good at promoing stuff right I don't care about.
Yeah, no, I know, but pretend. But surely that applies the same right now.
This is the Michael Jordan of the promo read.
Exactly. Right, promo it right now, man. 20 seconds.
All right.
Pretend like we're the new thing you're pumping on the podcast.
So the Happy Rant podcast is hosted by three guys, all of whom have publishing experience. So they bring a level of creativity and literacy, but also a great sense of humor. They don't take themselves too seriously. They all function in the same sort of theological camp, and they're perfectly happy to poke fun at. So if you're outside the camp, you'll like that they're making fun of it. If you're inside the camp, you'll understand all the jokes. And they pretty much record episodes every week, although they occasionally miss them because they're busy. So it's weekly entertainment. It costs you nothing. It's a good time, and they'll bring you some laughs. How's that?
Is this guy unbelievable or what?
Unbelievable.
He's something.
Why do we even talk about things?
I know.
Why do we
even talk
about
things? Just let him do that
for
45 minutes. He's unbelievable. He's an inspiration. Come on up and get your swag. All right. Rob Gronkowski, what do you got?
Hey, my name is Walton Lee, and the Lee is less Southern and more Korean. And,
okay.
Not
a lot of Robert
three,
E.
Mr. Diversities here, and I also just wanted to say, not so much for you guys, but if there's any other brothers from my tribe, sub-tribe, mm-hmm. listening, you're not, I just want to let them know that they're not alone. But what I want to ask
open
you
doors,
guys,
open hearts.
I kind of got a two-part question. The first one's for Pastor Ronnie. What do you do with your young guys if you got assistant pastors? I'm not sure what kind of system and layout and roster you're running.
Yeah, we got those. We got those types.
You meet with them weekly? Are you praying with them, reading the Bible? Do you just mock them?
Taking a trip?
Do you ever have to speak about how they're dressed and such? And the second question, because I'll just throw both out there and sit down, is if called upon, would you guys come speak at a different looking type of crowd? Say, I don't know.
I'm booking my flight right now. Whoa. The answer is yes.
Philadelphia. Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, Philadelphians do look different. That's true. But yes.
Baby, I love Philly. I almost got thrown out of Joe Frazier's gym in Philly. So I love that town near and dear to my heart. I will be there in a heartbeat. But Ron, address the first question. I own that town. It's like Ashland. Go.
Yeah, baby, we have a couple of campus pastor, associate, worship. Dude, I don't know what these guys are called anymore. We don't try to. I'm a four. We don't try to give titles.
Not about
in our
titles.
Church. It's not about titles, right? But yeah, man, we're talking all the time, man. We connect. The first thing we do in the morning is we talk about how we're looking, how we're feeling, how we feel like the ministry is going, reflecting on what God has been doing in our life.
How you feel like it's going, not any objective statement.
Correct.
Not how it is actually
good.
Going.
Just clarify.
And then by the time we're done with that, it's time to go home. And we've put in a full day. We feel ready to go. We feel refreshed. We feel renewed. And then we usually gather the next day for a three-day retreat, which lasts till Friday.
What sort of refreshments happen during these conversations that are clearly not meetings?
Well, I mean, we spent a couple of those hours at the cafe and then two more hours at the local brewery for a little lunch. We're
$55 steaks.
We're a pro-alcohol church, so they're allowed to have a little pint of something. And,
That's Ronald J. Martin, everybody, not employed by Union University.
Or Lifeway. Yeah.
Night this has been, Piper.
our last
you
ever
guys,
is
You guys
employed.
Are like getting
yeah,
jealous.
Right.
Part of the Evangelical Free Church of America.
If anybody's
America,
looking for a journalism professor, be happy to talk after the program.
Question at the back.
Yeah, we got a question at the back.
Yeah, my name is Bent Garbutt. I am from Georgetown, Ohio, small town in Ohio, so you
understand that.
God's country.
Yes.
Heartland exactly. of America.
First, I'd like to give a little basketball resume if I can. I know you guys have got plenty of people auditioning or whatever, but I played a year and a half of Bible college basketball.
Whoa.
And
that's more than anybody at Spurgeon's College at this point. So
okay. I'm listening, Piper.
Yes, I think I averaged less than a point a game, but it's. We had good players.
Contributed in ways that didn't show up on the stat sheet. I like it.
Intangibles. Right?
Unselfish.
Also more than I averaged in college.
Okay.
So.
They didn't cut anyone either, just so we're clear on that. But my question is, if you guys could pick a pro wrestler that represented you, who would it be?
Ooh. All right, we'll pick for you, Ron.
Yeah, let's pick Ron's.
All right.
Honky Tonk Man, the guitar.
Who's that guy that turned into an actor that used to be like the big wrestler dude?
The Rock?
John Cena? The
Rock.
The Rock. Ron would be The Rock.
That was
similar amounts of time spent in the gym.
I don't watch similar those movies.
What's the name of the guy who plays Drax in the Marvel movies?
Pipe, I love how you just looked at me.
No, I was...
When you said that.
He was... Yes.
Oh, Batista.
Batista, that's right. That's... I think you'd be a good one for you.
Batista for me?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. That's a compliment.
All right, since we picked Ron's and I picked yours, you pick mine.
For you, Piper. A little snide, a little sarcastic.
On occasion.
I'm going vintage here, so this name might be a little old school. Brutus the Barber Beefcake. He would beat his opponents and then cut their hair with shears.
I've never watched him, but I'm all in. That sounds delightful.
Yeah, he was incredible. That's a great question. And we would like to, I don't know, I'll have to talk it over with my associate, but I think it's safe to say, would we like to sign this gentleman
Absolutely.
To a contract?
No question.
Let's clap it up. We got us a basketball player, Pipe. He's young, he's hungry, he loves the game, doggone it. He just wants to play. We have time for like one or two more questions, and we've got the big Pete Scribner, man, myth, legend, my old friend from Michigan. Pete, what do you got, baby?
Well, if we're rolling out resumes for basketball, I'd like to throw my hat in the ring to coach. And here's on this
I'm
basis.
I'm a little sensitive about the coaching because right now I'm player coach, so convince me.
Okay, try this on for size. My dad was a college basketball teammate of Ken Howard, who played... Ken Reeves on the White Shadow.
Baby, you're signed.
That's a better resume than mine.
You're signed.
My dad is 5'7 and not a basketball player. So
also, Pete Scribner, counteroffer. I want you playing because I feel like we've got some games left in that body. Am I right? A few limited minutes. Late career Mike Dunleavy, player coach.
There you go.
Pipe?
He's got the hair for it.
Peter, I want you to come up here and sign a contract.
Well, real quick question, because I'm a big, the whole Ken Reeves thing, I'm a big fan of fictional coaches.
Okay.
And, you know, apparently I might be one myself now. But
it's all fiction.
Take umbrage to the word fictional. But
Ronnie already shared kind of who his favorite fictional coach was, and he gave the right answer, by the way. But if you guys had to pick one of your own, I'm wondering.
Favorite fictional coach. I love it. Yeah. Pipe, go ahead.
Boy,
that is a very good answer.
That was the first name that came to mind. Eric Taylor from Friday Night Lights.
That's a very good answer. Strong answer.
Is from the television show, not the movie, which was based on an actual true story.
Because I'm talking about.
I think Eric Taylor would be my choice. I would play for him.
Dude, mine would be the real coach from Friday Night Lights, Gary Gaines.
Fictional. That's not fictional, though.
Dude, it's not fictional, but it's from a movie, and I want to tell you about my favorite scene in the movie. Was when. Gaines knew that Booby's knee was blown, and he knew that Booby had torn his ACL. But when he comes to the
office...
To be
clear, that's a player's name.
That's a player's name.
Booby Gibson, star running back, Permian Panthers.
It's a family program.
Right.
But so he comes into the office. He's wearing his Public Enemy shiny starter jacket from the 80s, and he says, Coach, I want to suit up. I'm good to go. And Gaines knows he's damaged. But he lets him dress anyway, which leads to the scene where Booby comes out late. He's in all his gear, and he walks out, and as soon as the fans see him, they go bananas, and he just raises a fist like this, and the fans go crazy. And for a second, he believes it. And I love Gaines because Gaines gave him that moment. So mine is Gary Gaines. Pete Scribner, you are a gentleman and a basketball player, and I want you to get up here and sign your deal, okay? Clap it up. Yeah. Yeah, listen, we got time for one more. And I want to give a shout out to somebody in the audience, because I don't know if this person is going to actually come up and ask a question or not. But we, along the way, doing radio with these two gentlemen for 5 years, we've had a lot of great moments, and we've done a lot of business, and we've made a lot of connections, a lot of high-level connections. And one of the highest-level connections that we've made is with a very, very talented artist named Megan Tennant. Her art has led to the official Happy Rant coffee mug that has a picture of me riding a horse on it, and lots of other just little artistic items that have brought joy to our lives and the lives of our listeners. So Megan is back here. Just raise a hand, Megan. I want to give it a warm Happy Rant welcome. We started an artist in residence program just for Megan. And it comes with no money and actually no residency, but Megan is our artist in residence.
But it does come with a title, which matters more than those
things. It comes with a title. You can put it on the resume, and it's going to open a lot of doors. So, Megan, welcome to Happy Rant Live. And we got time for one more question. Let's get it.
Yeah, this is John Livingston. I'm a regular attender here at Soma.
And the guy
Church.
Running the sound for this whole night, so let's applaud him as well.
Yeah. One of Soma Church and Day Spa's finest.
Yeah, exactly. And so my question is, Big R, what can the Anglican Church do to compete with the Day Spa?
Ooh. Oh.
To attract the hipsters.
Tough to compete with the Day Spa, baby.
I mean, anointing in essential oils.
I can only think of one thing.
We're talking very hipster.
I can only think of one thing they could do that would draw in the kind of crowd that you're talking about, that they probably need to be drawing in if they're going to continue their existence. And I would say they need to derobe.
Whoa.
Immediately.
Dude, what have they got on under there, though? That's right, what I'm thinking.
Maybe not immediately.
Yeah.
Maybe plan properly.
I can't control what they are or what they are not wearing underneath that. But I'm telling you, man, you
John
get a couple...
Stockton shorts and a tank top.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
That's N.T. Wright's gear underneath the robe.
What's going to need to happen is the Anglican Church is going to need to ditch the robes, which is then going to cause the Reformed Church to go, hey, robe sounds cool.
Dude, we're going to robe
there's
up.
There's some Presbyterians who already do that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Our tribe is going to robe up for sure. Yeah, we're only a couple years away.
We're going to stirrup up for our next live
game. Yeah, baby. Baseball uniforms and stirrups.
Why don't we have one segment where we're roping it up and then another segment where we're doing the stirrups like Ron said.
Baby, wardrobe changes.
That's
I like
what I'm
it.
Talking about.
Yeah.
That's why we take breaks.
Scintillating radio, guys.
That's why we take
it,
breaks.
Man. No, I love it. We're planning the next thing.
Can we, for the love of everything good and pure, close this thing down?
Yeah, let's get Rachel the hell down.
We got to pick our podcast, Spurgeon Bobblehead, best question of the night.
Piper, you said you were picking.
I know. By we, I meant me. Okay. I would like to give the Spurgeon Bobblehead to our resident Wesleyan.
Oh, yes. Look at this.
Accepting it does not assure you of salvation. You are already assured.
Yeah, of course, baby. Of course. Let's do it. Let's do it. People helping people. You know what? This has been a blast. We appreciate you guys coming out and sharing this evening with us. We are going to stay here as long as humanly possible. I'm probably just going to collapse in a heap. As long as Soma Church and Day Spa allows us to stay here before they drag us out. So we'll be around to chat, to sign trashy theology books from the mid-2000s.
Or our own books,
actually.
That too.
Which are trashy books from the mid-2000s.
Trashy theology books from the
from
mid-2000s.
The late 2000s.
To be honest. No, we would love to do that. So stick around, have some snacks, have some merch, and have some conversation. We have wandered to and fro, baby, throughout these topics. And until next time, you guys know the drill. Rachel the Held Evans.
Thanks for being here,
right,
you guys.
Thank
you.
Coming.
The Happy Rant is brought to you by Resonate Recordings. If you go to resonaterecordings.com, you can see the full range of services they offer. So if you're considering starting a podcast, they are the ones we recommend going with.
Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see their prices, to connect with them and ask any questions, and to see what they can do to help you launch, edit, master, and improve your podcast. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see what they can do to help you launch and improve your podcast.
Hello, hello, Punice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.